We'll start with the Avodas Hayoyim. So the first mitzvah that we're going to meet is Shabbos, Parsha Zochor. It's a mitzvah, lefi most shittes, it's a mitzvah Eser Deoraisa. Lemaaseh, the Ikar Adin, you know, you yoytze, if you hear Nusach Ashkenaz, if you're Ashkenaz, if you're Nusach Sfarad, you're Sfarad. Ashkenaz by Sfarad, and Sfarad by Ashkenaz, and Avada Litvash Bechsidim, Avada Yinat Yoytze. I meant to say, Avada is a grace and welcome to be Machmir, to be Makpid. And forget, some people say that Chsidim Litvak by Sfarad, Sfarad by Litvak, it's less a problem from a Litvak by a Chosid. But a Litvak by a Sfarad, by a Sfarad, by Ashkenazim, is Bechol Losh and Yotzo. But by the Chassidim, Chveisnish is under Sprach. So some people tell you that Buskerov was very makpid that could be by the Chassidim you're not Yetzer Bichlal. By the Litvak, I'm saying, by the people that is not the Minik. Because Bechol Losh and Yotzo. But the Chassidim is Nishken Loshen. They just read it in a different accent. So it could be that it's Nisht Burich. Could be we don't know as it does a vote Burich Bichlal. But the Chassidim are Yetzer Lekatchile, Chas V'Sholem. This is the way they speak. But I'm saying it's worse. It's like if someone has, someone came to ask me this week, he's going somewhere for Shabbos. I told him not to go and then. But dear, he has only two shuls. Other Chassidim, other Nusach Sfarad. Sfaradish, I mean. No Litvashe Kriya. So he wants to know what to do. I told him not to go for Shabbos. Modish Kaneitze. But it could be if he will have to be stuck, could be it's better to go to the Sfaradim than to go to the Chassidim for him. But I'm saying, chutz im apor yeshivas and apor kehilas in klal Yisrael, lemaise we read it only one nusach. Moshe Sternbuch is machmir, Kol Yankov de machmir, and some lebeis briska machmir to read it in all different, you know, Ashkenazi and Sfardi and Timonish. But lemaise we are soimach beiker to read it one nusach. We find different chumos to machmir. But then Aloch and Amaisa was miskabed that you hear it once. If you hear every word, you hear it. Now, most shittas the Mishabura holds that Deiraisa. Now, the shaila is, what is Deiraisa? What is Punglach Deiraisa in Parsha Zohar? The Morgan Avrom brings down a Rosh in Broches that Deiraisa is not only to hear Parsha Zohar as Deiraisa. To hear Parsha Zohar be'asoro is deiraisa. The chiyuv to hear Parsha Zohar with asoro people, it's deiraisa. Where's the Rosh? And the sugya from Rab Lezer Shicher Avdoi, because he didn't have a minion. So the shaila is over isor deiraisa. So the Rosh zogdalten und sie nicht mistabel sie gewend bei Parsha Zohar. Sie nicht mistabel sie gewend in Parsha Zohar. So the Morgan Avrom is medayek in Rosh that lo yitzur is gewend Parsha Zohar. So it's very clear that it's a day rise. The Sharatzion, the Prichodosh, Dingzach of them, that could be the Rosh means to say, Parshas Zohar, as be Yeseida is day rise, so maybe then it makes more sense why Rab Lezer was Meshacher Avdoi. But it doesn't mean that the Asor is day rise. The Minchas Chinuch B'Teich HaDvorim says, Pshita the Asor at the Rabbonon. So we have a clear machlekes. The Morgan Avrom Zok, that the Chiyuv to hear Parshas Zohar be'Asoro is day rise. The Minchas Chinuch and the Sharatzion Amur Metzadet to say it's the Rabbonon. What is the Nafkemine? It's the Bochum the Davin in Yeshivetak is not Nafkemine. But Bochum the Davin in Shtiblach, well, we see different problems. But no, I'm saying Legabi Pasha Zohar. But I'm Zogin all the other problems. And I'm bad, I feel we want to start with Zohar. So, Lemoshel, you have 20 people in the Minyan. A lot of them are bar mitzvah young bachrim, but it's not clear that they have shtei sairas. So if you have to have a sora deiraisa, so you can't be soimach on a bar mitzvah bachur. You have to have 10 people, as even the person that reads Parsha Zohar, we might but not to give it to a bar mitzvah bachur. If the Magen Avraham zogt, as the whole sora is deiraisa, so we have to be makpid that all of the 10 people in the shul are people that have shtei sairas that we see the zokah. So in the yeshiva, if you have hundreds of people, it's a machmish dois. But a lot of times it's a minyan mitzumtzum, and the minyan mitzumtzum is gebayt af yun gebochrim, and if we're not sure that they have shtei sayres, you can't be saymach on them. You can't be saymach on them. So mele, it's kidai taka to be makfid, to be koyer with a sorah gdoilim as meveis as the hoda board. This is the first chumah that is nagea ala aloha lemaisa. Now, there's another suffix. Parsha Zohar has to be read mitecha sefer Torah or not. Avadim midirabonon, yes. The shaila midoiraisa the sefer Torah is me'akev or not. The nafkemina is again. Moshe, I have a shul where I daven every Shabbos morning, chutz from Parsha Zohar. Because there's another shul that I know their sefer Torah is checked with the computer. So if Sefer Torah is me'akev midoiraisa in Parsha Zohar, that is a din to read the kriya from Parsha Zohar from a kosher Sefer Torah, you go to a shtiblach, ich weiß nicht welcher Sefer Torah he does, so for the rabbonon is genug. Aber for the reise, even if the chazan will say Zohar, Zohar, we come to all the chumres, aber if the Sefer Torah is nicht genau, the reise, die ke kosher Sefer Torah, as if you on your own tefillin, you check it today with computers, with alle mishmeres, in the same thing to read Parsha Zohar is only with a Sefer Torah that was checked in Chosek. Chaz v'sholem, it doesn't mean to go in Sefer Torah in different places. I'm just saying, the Nafkimin, what we're going to say now, Sefer Torah is the Reis or the Rabbonon, if it's the Rabbonon, so we say Mehan Chazokes. But if it's the Reis, so as they will machmir on ourselves, mezuzah, as everyone knows, when he buys a tefillin today, we check it with Seferim Mumchim, so you go to a shtibl. Ksavari, nish ksavari, all the chumus that you have, as they be in tefillin, you might be nish l'moshel. People that are not, might be not to have ksavari, can be yoytze pasha zohar with the Sefer Torah. Now, if the Sefer Torah is the reis. Now, in chaschin zok, ma pitom? Hashem says, zok, not gedenken was am melech gemacht. Mechitez, you have to have a Sefer Torah. The Rabbonon gemacht the kriya satere. Mechitei ze bichlau to say, so that din day reis at sobe na sefer teire. The Bnei Yeshua being the raya, as he can design, steht kro bechol loshen yotzo. The Gemara zog to geit a parsha zoho reichet. So tzad in the Gemara. How could be kro bechol loshen yotzo? If you read it in a different language, it's a nishkin from the sefer teire. Sefer teire is not kosher bechol loshen. But this could be in a Sfardish Avorim, it's Nishmuchach. Could be Becholoshin, could be, you know, you could read the Sefer Torah with a Sfardish Avorim. If she does mean the Gemara Becholoshin Yotzo. But the Eshkoil and the Bach and the Netziv and the Sholem Meshiv, they learn the Sefer Torah as their reis. The reis from the Gemara in Megillah Yudches. The Gemara Zok Tazei, Kro Be'alpe Lo Yotzo, Megillah Sester. שנאמר, והדבורים האלה נזכורים. And we learn out, נזכורים from תמחה זכר המולק, וכסיב זוי זיכורים בספר, ושים באוזני יהושע. מה הוסם בספר? אף כאן בספר. So the Gemara says that if someone reads מגילה בעל פה, he's not יוצא מגילס אסתר, why is not Yoytze Megillas Esther? Weil steht Schire in Megillas Esther und steht Ksiv Zoy Zikaron Baseifer in Parsha Zohar Mahosom Baseifer Afkan Baseifer. So steht klar, dass Parsha Zohar ist Adin Baseifer. Sog der Eschkoil Bemelet Midoi Reise ist Exiras HaKosuf Ksiv Zoy Zikaron Baseifer ist Adin Seifer. Bemelet, again, if you go to a shtibu, as the Sefer Torah is nishken ksav that we saw in Mechan, so a shayla from a sofa gdoi reise lechumre. But you know vorcha Sefer Torah they have there? Ksav Ari, not Ksav Ari, yo agoe, nisht agoe, yo tikunim, nisht tikunim, who was the metakin, who written the Sefer Torah, mocha goes away for Shabbos to somewhere. But it's where is the sofa given dort in Michlal? So a shayla from the reise. So the Bacher came to ask me, because he wants to go to a kibbutz for Shabbos, I know, came to ask me, if the Heter Mechire, if it's Beseder Dolphin, so he believed in a problem from Shmita, in Bet Sha'an, if it's on a platz, for Shabbos. So I told him, after Bet Sha'an, the Shmita is your Yisru, the Rabbonon, bizman hazeh. But the Sefer Torah told me, I don't know who written the Sefer Torah in this kibbutz. Melech nishyo, it's the Sefer Torah, they reise. Now, it's the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Mishneh Brura Lemaaseh brings down a tof reish pehei that is a chiyuv likrois min ha-toiro b'sefer teire. Shenemar k'siv zikorin b'sefer. So it's mashma from the Mishneh Brura, it's mashma from the Mishneh Brura that he paskins la'aloche that the chiyuv sefer teire in parsha zohar is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Now, as a shtickel diuk in Mishneh Brura, interesting diuk. I got a mamish hour ago, someone asked me a shayla, I was saying machan this diuk, adrba, so we could fix it yet. The Mishneh Brura finishes like this. So we passed and we said la'aloche, like the Morgan Avrom, that asore is d'oraisa, so we have to have asore gdolim that have beards, and we can't be saying machan bar mitzvah b'ochrim, because the ganze asore is me'akev d'oraisa, and we have to have a kosher asafar teira mid'oraisa. So the Mishneh Brura says that you have to be makpi to have asore, and to have a sefer Torah. Zog the Mishneh Brura and Tov Reish Pi Hei. What would be if someone is very sick? He can't go to shul. Ve'al kei mi efshar lekayim. So Mishneh Brura gives different eitzes, you know, you could yoitze parshas in Megillah, you could yoitze, or the Vayovay Amalek, or in parshas Vayetze, the Chasam Sefer's eitzes, a lot of eitzes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch state, v'im yefshar lo lovay mikol makoyim, yizor likroise. If a person can't go to shul, so at least read it yourself. Because could be midai reise, you yoitze zochor, even all aminion. Zog the Mishneh Brura, ve yehadar likroise mitoich ha-sefer. If you can't go to shul, yehadar likroise mitoich ha-sefer. Frag the world, why yehadar likroise mitoich ha-sefer? Chayim likroise mitoich ha-sefer. You can't go to shul, get someone to bring you a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is day reise. Ksiv zoi zikoren b'sefer. Mishneh Brura brings down in the pasuk. To aizoch ha'ayinu be'amira miteich ha'sefer dai. Dafke. Miteich ha'sefer dafke. Ksiv zoi zikoren b'sefer. Now Mishneh Brura says, if you're sick and you can't go to shul, so you have to read it, v'yahadol likroise miteich ha'sefer. Why it's only v'yehadr? So Muzman Zargon, one of the two. All of the Mishneh Brura learns that the whole Indian from Sefer Teire is Shaykh only in Asoro. But if there's no Musa Kriyas HaTeire b'yochid. Can you say a mitzvah min HaTeire to open a Sefer Teire and to read? It's Masir Mishneh Zah mitzvah. But efshar yeh. Zargon Mishneh Brura say ahidur be'almen. Aber der Meister steht wie Yehado. So Bach and Mamish came to ask me an hour ago, he reads every it's an old man here near Yeshiva, he helps him. So he's going to read for him Parsha Zohar. Yenim can't go to shul. So he's planning to read for him from a Chumash. He asked me, maybe he will ask permission from a Gmach and get a Sefer Torah to bring it before Shabbos. I'm saying, Mishneh Brura v'yahadu, sinor ahidu, medaf mish. Was ist der Pshat? Ich weiß nicht. Aber man sagt, noch einmal, bei der Dei Reise, lekatchila wie Choyshe, aber der Mishneh Brura ist Mashma, that if you don't have 10, then it's only a Hidu. Ich weiß, genau was ist der Pshat, weiß ich nicht. It's not so posher, you have to do a mitzvah Dei Reise, was tut mir? Ich weiß, to make a minion, 3 days, dear. If I would tell him to take a Sefer Torah, I would give him all the answers. What's to them? We named a Sefer Torah. I'll tell him to make Shalosh Minyanim there. Maybe to make Nolda Sula Sporim. But he came to ask. He hears that it's a mitzvah that he rises to read me take a Sefer. Now, the Rambam is Machlekes Rishonim if Noshi Machayev Beparsha Zohar or not. So the Minchas Chinuch Zot Pshat. Why Noshim Apturois from Parsha Zohar? Zog the Minchas Chinuch The reason Noshim Aptur is in Parsha Zohar, but Loshim Aposuk, Zohar Tiskot Asher Osel Cho Amolek, the Rambam brings down, Sheniskoir Sinosoi, Veneoir Sinosoi, Kedei Shenimche Zichroi, Kedei Shenargenu. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Zchiras Amolek is, Kstoiv Zoi Zikorim Baseifer, Vesim Baozni Yoshua, Kimochoi Emche Zichir Amolek. The reason to remember what Amalek gemach is to warm ourselves up as we gain a rosh to the milchome. Meile zok the minchas chinuch noshim she'einom b'milchome. Meile the pturis from zchiras Amalek. Because the ganze zchira is to machen a milchome. Gerat amol von einem von my rebbes, Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin zatzal, Masas HaMelech, he said a pshat in the nigun that we sing in Purim, the Masas say a kroivetz lepurim. Mochi Timche Zecher Amolek, Yemach Shmoi Vezichroi, Venimach Zichroi Mileaskiroi. Mochi Timche Zecher Amolek, Yemach Shmoi Vezichroi, Venimach Zichroi Mileaskiroi. It's in the Krevitz Lepurim. It's not Nishkin Stam Nigun, it's a Krevitz Lepurim. What is the Pshat in this Nigun? Mochi Timche Zecher Amolek, Yemach Shmoi Vezichroi, Venimach Zichroi Mileaskiroi. So er gesagt das al derach Rambam. He said it. Er gesagt das in Purim. I'll say it in his lashon. He said Lamosh Amol is given a grace of Melech. He said he has a special recipe how you can make gold. If you take stones and you put sugar and water and you mix it together for 20 minutes, it comes out gold. But it's noch ein Tnai that when you're mixing it, you're not allowed to think on white beers. Kitzas, and this person started to do it, and the ganze Zeit, er tracht auf weiße Bär. Mir kann ich nicht trachen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, als wir sein nicht kein Zecher HaMolek. Lo yitzu ihr nicht gewinn am Mitzvah in der Teire, zu Moiche Zecher HaMolek. Lang zurück, mich vergessen, dass wir da sagen HaMolek, Michlau. The whole reason we remember HaMolek is because every year we remember, dass wir da Mechiras HaMolek. Now what is the Teretz? And the Rambam says we have to boiche behemas amolek, shem amolek, zecher amolek. Chofetz Chaim, when he would want a member to check a pen, he would write amolek and cross it. Lemekayim michias amolek. Every pen, when he would check, he would write amolek and cross it out. Then the Chofetz Chaim checked his pens. So, what's the pshat? No, the Teretz is the Rambam. That the reason Hashem gave him mitzvah from michias amolek is because Hashem wants that we will kill the amolekim. So the only way to give us a chetimtze to kill the Amalekim is duch them as we remember every time what Amalek did. Le'oirer sinosoi k'day shenargenu. Mele zokter hazei. Mochoi emche zecher Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning to kill zecher Amalek. Yemach shmoi vezichroi. And mirza Hashem la'osid lovoi yemach shmoi vezichroi. Gornish v'bleiben von Amalek. B'meile demolz v'nimach zichroi mileaskiroi. Then the mitzvah of Zchiras HaMolek will stop. Le'osid lovoi, when we'll be no more Amolekim, we'll stop to be maskir zecher mechiras HaMolek. Because there's no more reason. The ganze reason for zecher, for the mitzvah of Zchiras HaMolek is k'dei shenargenu. Mele, mochoi emche zecher HaMolek, yemach shmoi v'zichroi, und b'meile v'nimach zichroi mileaskiroi. Rav Nochem and the Shirim Bobe Basre and Le'achpo, when they were learning Le'achpo and Yeshiva, so the Davchof Aleph, the Gemara Zokta Maise of Yoyov, that Yoyov went to the Milchome and Yoyov killed all of the Schorim of Amalek. He didn't kill all the Nekeves. So he came back to David. So David gefragt Yoyov, Yoyov, why you didn't kill the Nekeves? Shtei Timche Zecher HaMolek. Zecher HaMolek. He told him, my Rebbe gizok mir Timche Zocher HaMolek. My Rebbe told me Zocher HaMolek. He killed the Rebbe. He didn't kill the Rebbe. As I said, he killed the Rebbe. So I'm not him gefragt, what Yoav never went to Parsha Zocher in Shul. Sein Rebbe gizok to Zocher. What's he given Parsha Zocher? My brother told me he was in Shir then. So he was going to go to Machsinish Bacher. told Rav Nochem, "Efshar Yoyev Geat Ashtibel Alein." So Rav Nochem told him, "Sigor Givaldik, Sigor Givaldik." Aber was given Pharaoh's given grace? Als Jingel nicht gegangen zu Schul. Als Jingel nicht gegangen zu Schul. Was ist der Pshat? Sein Rebbe gesagt dem Socher. So Rav Nochem said, "The Pshat is Poshet." Like we said, this you saw it now. The mitzvah of Mechir Zecher HaMolek, the ganze mitzvah is only, like we said, shen liskoir sinosoi, kedei shena argenu. To remember what HaMolek did, kedei shena argenu. The mitzvah of Zecher HaMolek only start, the Gemara in Rambam stay, that the mitzvah to kill the Amalekim, why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go after HaMolek? Yeshua gemach v'yochlish Yeshua as HaMolek lefi chorev. If it's a mitzvah, let Moshe Rabbeinu to start to chase the Amalek. Be's the end. Was kommt zu Zman Shaul? Sagt der Ramba, because the mitzvah of Mechiras Amalek is only after the build Beis Abchire, v'yesh melech b'Yisrael. Sholesh mitzvahs nitztavu der Ramba Beis Abchire, first Alperik, Sholesh mitzvahs nitztavu k'shenichus olot Yisrael, livnes Beis Abchire, leman is melech, v'lehashmit v'leharik zachri shel Amalek. V'gid Mishnah Zog, k'seidah, first melech, then Beis Abchire, and then Amalek. Vemele zogt Rav Nochem, kol zman nishgiven melech beYisrael mebeis abchire nishgiven parsha zocher in klal Yisrael. Az kiras ateir en Shabbos, zogt Rav Nishkin shver. For some places they took a couple years. Kiras ateir en Shabbos, people could not hear a word. Das Nishkin tayne. Parsha zocher, you have to hear every word. Atar tzu zogt Rav Nochem, nishgiven aminik from parsha zocher, klal Yisrael didn't read parsha zocher in shul only after being beis abchire. Mele das mane viyoyov. Nicht gewinnen ein Preis ein paar Sachen. Aber der meiste steht hier, das Rebbe tot im Sacher, weiß es in der Wohnung der Schule. Wo ist er, Secher, Secher, Bar, I mean, you know, was ist gewinnen bei ihm? Er geht ein Sacher. We read, Secher, Secher, was Joab gesagt? Sacher, und no one klappt in Schuh. The Teretz is, bis der kommt bei Sabchire, was no meaning to read Parsha Zohar in Klal Yisrael, sagt Rav Nochem. Parsha Zohar only started the Aloha to read Parsha Zohar in Shul, only after the build of Beis HaBchira. Parsha Shavua, Yerushalmi, לא ברור שצריכים לקרוא Parsha Shavua. Yerushalmi שתי פעם בשול הישונים, סידור גמורס, אז המנש זיצן לאון תאירה, אפשר דעת נשאול עם Parsha Shavua. Parsha Shavua מכן מחסיר עבורת איכת. Zohar is the Sharif and Dei Reise. Now, it's two minhagim, not Chumash, it's two minhagim with Klal Yisrael. Why is it three minhagim? But Be'ikir is two minhagim, it's two minhagim how you read Parsha Zohar. There's one minig that they read like this: "V'hoyah be'oniach Hashem elikecha lechom ikol ivecho misoviv ba'oretz asher Hashem elikecha nesein lecho nachal olerishto timche zecher with a tzeire not zocher zecher amolek mitachas hashomayim lo yisishkoch." And then they go back. "V'hoyah be'oniach timche zecher with a segel lo yisishkoch." This is one minig. There's another meaning in Klal Yisrael. They read like this: "V'hoyah be'oniach timche es zecher amolek, timche es zecher amolek." What are the two minhagim? One minhag reads the whole pasuk with a tzeire. What your minhag is? I know Heinz and I minhag. They read timche es zecher es zecher. I'm not saying I'm stamped to repeat the word. But the ikar two minhagim in Klal Yisrael were. Oder wir lehnen die ganze Posuk mit Zecher und noch dem Zecher. Und der zweite Minig ist only these four words. Timche es Zecher Amolek, Timche es Zecher Amolek. So Rav Steinman sagt, that it's better the Minig that doesn't repeat the Posuk. Al Peter Briskerov. And that's what Rav Steinman. Why? He says like this. What is this whole shy left to read Zecher or Zecher? And Meister Rav, the Goen for some years said Zecher, some years said Zecher. The Maaseh was miskabel in our doiras to read both. Most shuls do both. But it's not every place that they do both. Zayt Rav Shteyman Azay. If you have finished the Pasuk, could be Bediyevet Yoyetza with a Zecher, with a Segel. Not Zohar, Zecher. With a Zecher. Two dots. Yoyetza Bediyevet. Now the Biskerov Zok, when you finish a mitzvah, you can't add Hidu. As Ebed Reb Chaim said, to take first the more Mehudah Resreg, and nachdem the more kosher one. Because if you Yoyetza Bediyevet, you can't make it for Hidu. So if you finish the Pasuk, you can't fix it already. But maybe it's better to stop in the middle of the Pasuk and to say, Timche es Zecher Amalek. If it's wrong, it's a Hefsek, but you're doing it in the Tzerech. For sure, the other people hold, Chumra Zeh, Chumra Zeh, this is a Hefsek. These are the two studies. What is Besom? Right, so it's not a hefsek. Safek hidu, safek out. We don't know. We don't know if zecher is me'akev, if zecher is me'akev. Someone heard zecher and forgot to say zecher. He has to go back to shul. What is the gedorim? Why? But on the Saturday was but could be a somebody have it, right? Yeah, but it's a safek hidu, safek out. All of these are bichlas fakes. If it's a safek hidu, if it's a me'akev b'di'evet, out is a chelik from the safek. Why the Maise, at least the Melamed Schus, the Leuker of Steyman, and the places that do the Leuker of Steyman, we'll see maybe later, different on the Megillas Esther, but the Raya Brura is, as everyone knows, the last Pasuk, Kimo de Chai Yehudi, V'ratzui L'roi V'chov, V'doroi Shalom L'chol Amoy, everyone says, in the end of the Megillah, everyone reads it, Baal Peh. Nochdem the Chazan says over the last Pasuk. Zog the Mishnah Brura, why the Chazan says over the last Pasuk? Everyone said it already. Zog the Chazan, Zog the Mishnah Brura, Val lekatchile ze inyan to hear the Megillah mitecha klaf. Frag the Welt, but the Tzibur said it already. So the Tzibur was Yaitze. Tzvide Briskerov, how you can add Hidur after the Tzibur was Yaitze? So Bishnah, the four Pasukim in the middle of the Megillah, noch nish gending the Megillah, so the Chazan could be Chayzer. But the last pasuk in the end of the Megillah, we almost fall in the end. The Tzibur said the last pasuk. The Philip is correct. You can't push any new. The answer is, if you see the Mishnah Berurah inside, ve'ein tzibur mechavim lotzis. The Stam say it. I don't know exactly why it's not a hefsek. The Toyeles, it's Purim dig, so it's nishkan hefsek. It's the Tzerech HaMatzev. Yeah. Dear man. What? But you have any way to bow pay? Roy from Megillah Bechlav. This Mirza Hashem will come to Purim. We'll see this. This is bad from the whole union of the two minhagim of ourselves in the Haman. If you read yourself or not, we'll try to get to it. But as I said, Mishnah Berurah. So we see that it's a das and musig that you could finish a pasuk and you have a das to be mamshich. So b'meila the same thing in Parsha Zohar, you could finish the last pasuk and have a das when you read that pasuk that if take zecher is better, so we're not yaitze in zecher. This is the limud schus so take some people ask take no berazei take if we learn lefir Rav Shteyman why people take say timche es zecher amolek timche es zecher amolek. Why they don't say Timche es Zecher Zecher Amalek? Because then Take could be if the two words are right. Stam sounds funny. Timche es Zecher and the Zecher. Maybe it's two different Zachen. If you repeat the sense, so it means we mean the same thing. Now, as another shaila, most bochim is not going to be negatim, only people that go to the shtiblach. Lemashal, someone gives you parsha zocher. Now, if you get the aliyah from parsha zocher, if you dive in the shiva, it's not going to happen. Aber if you daven in Shtiblach and you get the Parsha Zohar. Now the Shaila is what to do. Normal, the minig is, and the halacha is, when you get an aliyah, you read with the chazan zusammen. If you don't read with the chazan, it's finished beseder. This is the reason you're not allowed to give a sumer aliyah, because you can't read with the chazan. We know you have to read mitoich ha-sefer, and we know you have to read ba'asor. Now you get the aliyah. Bishleim with the chazan, he's reading loud, and he has asor mispalim with him. The person that is reading near the chazan, he doesn't have asor. So lechura, if he doesn't have asor, so he's reading beyochet. Could be he's not yoytzel. If he didn't begin Avram, could be he's not yoytzel parsha zohar. Every Shabbos. But he has kiras atayr. But he has a kiras atayr.
Every Shabbos.
What? Every Shabbos he reads. What?
You listen to
the Yeah, you, yes, but the person is getting the aliyah.
So
there's two eights. So one place that I daven, the person that got the aliyah read it loud enough that also 10 people heard. So I came over to him, who was the rabbi of the shul, the first year after my chasna, I davened the place, Mechoshim Rav. I told him, why you read so loud? I said, I wanted to have a asor. So I told him, Trei kol elo mishtame. I think no one was yoytze parsha zohar. Kitzur, he was arguing. I left the shul. I went to a different shul today. I told him that I'm going to hear parsha zohar. I heard Rabbi from Yeshua because of this problem already for a couple of years. So he gets the aliyah from parsha zohar and he reads also. He gets the aliyah and he reads poiter ale bayot. Erez the baal kair and mid the oil tzuzamen. So there is no shayla bichlal. Now, it's another two eights. One more eitzah is that when you could also read and also to mechaven to be yoytze with the chazan. And there's another eitzah maybe to say that while there's asorah people around you, does eichet heis ba'asorah. Nuz Hashem will get to it, not if now or later, that the Moshe, when people have a Megillah k'sheira and they read in the Megillah themselves, we know like atchila za aloche mikro Megillah ba'asorah. When you have a kosher a Megillah, and you read every word yourself. Could be b'chai gavne, you're not reading a Megillah b'asor. Or you could say, v'al is asor. Das is klo. What would be if 10 people go into a room, and everyone reads the Megillah himself? As I got to matter, 10 people, everyone is reading a Megillah. So the chaznish paskin, das heist ish kin kriya b'asor. Kriya b'asor means all the 10 together. Now the shaila is, if it's one chazan and everyone is mumbling with him together, see, heis ba'asor or not? So if does heis ba'asor, we'll get to the legabe Megillas Esther. So b'mele here is not a problem. But as see heis nish ba'asor, you have to be makpid to hear every word from the chazan. Or sometimes you get an aliyah. You don't read mamash with the chazan. I'm all a word before, a word after. Here you have to be makpid to read with the chazan. And also then, it's not so poshut that you also could hear and also read to be yoyte shomea ko'ina at the same time saying nish klo asidu azach shomea ko'ina. I'm saying the ma'isik irkizan Rav Shach, all these people got an aliyah and they read quietly on vayis to yisidu avos to say yosem daf nishtam zayin chumras. But I'm saying some people are machmir legabi parsha zohar. What? Yeah, but that's the chelik mikras ateres is yaitz the chiyuv. That's as I start mikras ateres. Yeah. What? Mistam enat, aber ich weiß nicht. How much has been... Now, noch als Achmed Abissen, as Lalef Shit is all that you have to know Pirush HaMiles. If you don't know Pirush HaMiles, what is Asher Korcho Baderech Vayezanev Bechoa Nechesholim Acharecho that oyef oyef mitero of mitzvos ve lo yore loikim. So the meiser the mehudel dike zach is to take a chumash rashi at least. Korcho has trip shotim, markas korcho orles mekarer. Person has to know the pirush hamiles. Could be if you don't know the pirush hamiles, you're not biyotze, especially in shemei koine. So maybe the inyan taka before parsha zochor to be makbid to know pirush hamiles from Parsha Zohar. More from that, because it could be the ganze schir. The shaila, what is the schir? The schir is to say the words, or be'etzem schir is belev. No, nish genug belev, muss man sagen in mol. Megillas Esther is a mitzvah to read. So even if you don't know Hashdarpani Bnei Aramochim, you don't know what it means, well, you read the Megillah. Hashdarpani Bnei Aramochim. The Gemara says we don't know what it is. So even if you don't understand what Sihei is, it's just like the Gemara. So you made some Mikra Megillah. But if Parsha Zohar is the Iker Schira Balev, you have to remember what Amalek did. What Amalek did, Korcho Baderech. No, what you remember, he Korcho. For example, what is Korcho? Korcho is Korcho. What is Korcho? So you're not yet, it's a Parsha Zohar. So you're not yet, it's a Mitzvah Zasen Reis. So if it's only saying it, because it's Mashma, we now going Chumre. Asoro, Sefer Teire. But we have to know this is the Chumres, right? The people that make it, learn the Iker Schir Balev, and only it's a Din Rabbanim to speak out. So the Iker Schir Balev is to gedenken was Amalek gemacht. So at least to remember this parsha. Man, if you don't understand the Pirush HaMiles, was Amalek gemacht, but Mele, you're not Yoytze. What he did? What he did? Hashem didn't say to remember that he attacked us. He says, remember, Asher Korcho Baderech. Hashem doesn't ask you to remember was I attacked. Shteit Nishas Zazach in the Teire. Shteit, remember, Asher Korcho Baderech. Now you don't know what you remember. And if a person didn't know, Pashas, he was not Yoytze Zohar, his ganze lab.
Yeah,
but that's what we're saying. What? I'm not sure what. Remember, Asher Korcho Baderech, Vayezaneh B'chokol HaNecha Sholim. Du weißt was Vayezaneh? Maka Zonov, sagt Rashi. Eile Shaon HaPalpam, you have to know what it's pshat. Stam a Pirush HaMiles is gino. Ein Polim Latere, Stam a Ein Polim Latere is nish meyakev. Pirush HaMiles, when I was a kid, I remember my father told me, you have to know Pirush HaMiles, to be a Yitzhak Pasha Zohar. My tate gizorek mir me cooked in Rashi. Rashi is what? Pshat is Rashi. Chodsh dem. Someone wants to be a machmir. Moi pshatim. Ein alef pirushim. Chmeis, nish pseile. Moi chumish amoy. Rekatsi moi pshatim. But I say, but no, but it's Pasha. I'm saying it's a mistake of the world. It's no mitzvah to members tam that's given a milchoma. And it's Pasha to say. Rambam says, if we're a member, lo'oirer sinosoi kedei shenargenu. No, he started off with us. Says I'm oirer sinosoi kedei shenargenu. Where's the ganze shenoirer sinosoi kedei shenargenu? Asher korcho baderech vayezane v'chakol hanechasholim acharecho v'atoyev v'yogea v'lo yore eloikim. Istor shen abisul oirer sinosoi. If you understand, it's the ganze oimek. Because mekar dan bati all the zachen. But on them could be sifal taki in the mitzvah. Before we go into the protim from Purim, so first the main zach that Medavis and Klor is the aloches of going to Bnei Brak to having two Purim. Some shit is hold. It's two shailas. Sidoaz a musik bichlal. It's two shailas bichlal. Sidoaz a musik two Purim. A person could have two Purim, or maybe it's an ishtoaz a zach two Purim. Then there's another shaila. A person can have no Purim. A person wants, doesn't have. He's a very bad mood. He decided he's not having Purim. He decided he's not having Purim. He was in Yerushalayim the first day, and the second day he ran to the neighbor. I feel like Purim.
I'm not a Nova
B'Shus HaTeira. But he says, he can't. He wants to know. So it's two shailas. One person wants two Purim, and one person doesn't want no poor. So the poiskim lemais iker ashmos shit is whole that a person could have no Purim and a person could have both poor. The mais is sidom achmirim of them and hold that in ishto as a musik from two Purims. The nafkemina is that we are machmirim. At least we try to be machmirim. And bochim that go to Bnei Brak, when they come back to Svov, we ask them please not to be the Balkoir and the Megillah and Unzer Minyan. We want the Minyan from the person that didn't go to Bnei Brak. I'm not saying it's only a chumra, but l'maisa zayd in the kiyar das b'Yerushalayim, maybe for more reasons. Oh, but at least for a chumra, the reason the ayinu could be that if he's made to you, he for sure has to read another Megillah. Because Lama Zogin, 90% of the shittas hold that a person could have two Purims. But the Moshe Ramesh Sternburg Zog, that is better when he comes to Yerushalayim to be Yoitza with someone else with a bracha. Again, the Dieved to make a bracha. The Ikar HaLocha is you have two Purims. But I'm saying again, when someone comes to Bnei Brak, I feel Lama Zogin, he comes to HaLocha, but we'll see how he has to come to Mishchayiv in both Purims. But as the Indian Lekatchila for you that didn't go to Bnei Brak, Zogin, please have a normal Balkoyo. And the same thing, the Bnei Brak people don't like to be Yoitza with Bochrim that came to Bnei Brak. Moshe Bochrim came to Bnei Brak and he's planning to marry to go back to Yerushalayim. So it could be his Be'etzim or Ben Yerushalayim Bechefetze. So could, the Shaila is, when a person can have two Purims, Velcha is Takas and Purim. The Bnei Brak Purim and Yerushalayim Purim. So we have a Suffolk. Maybe his Bnei Brak Purim is a real Purim. Because the first one catches. I don't know. Val is planning to go back to Yerushalayim for Purim, so the Bnei Brak Purim doesn't catch. So the Machmirim and Bnei Brak will not let him to be the Val Kair and Bnei Brak in the first day. But Lama again, it's the Lefi Shitas Rov Rishonim, as a person could have two Purim. It's like as one Purim, the Frozim, and the Purim, and the Mukofim. Now the Aloch is the Maise that Kol, the Gemara and Megillah the Maise, that Shushan Abiro, the Maise, the Purim was Tesvov. Because they had another day to make a milchome. And while Chazal didn't want that Yerushalayim will be less from Shushan, so was that Takone kol ir shemukef eschoy emoys Yeshua benun, koir betesvov. Mel Yerushalayim, es koir betesvov. Most neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, lefi most shittas in Poiskim bezman hazer, ready lekula alme kimat, lemay se achay betesvov. Sidon och couple neighborhoods in Ramot, that are noyeg yudalet, so there are some shittas in Arnof. Moshe Shmuel Shapira, when he lived in Arnof, he made in Yudalad. Moshe Sternbuch in Arnof has a minion in his house, and they read in Yudalad on a broche. Moshe Shmuel Shapira, they read with a broche, I think. But lemaise, most poiskim in Yerushalayim today was niskabel do iroe to read. Lamasha, we're in Arnof, we try to give Mishloach Manes, and Matanes Lev Yoinim, and Lubit Sudeh, this we do, you Yudalet. But Bikra Megillah, Lamaiseps, less. The first years I went to Rabbi Shmuel Shapira's minion. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira's minion. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira's minion. Rabbi what? This is the Briskis Lut, to be Yoitz, and not to be Yoitz, but the Evid. But he reads by a song, it's a chiv to read. So the halacha is like this: if you're in Yerushalayim and you want to have a Bnei Brak, you want to have a Bnei Brak Purim, so the best thing is, it's like the biyotze all the shittas in the world, is to arrive in Bnei Brak before Nacht, before Tzeisa Kichovim, and to stay in Bnei Brak bizalois HaShachar. Then you mischayev in Purim in Bnei Brak. If you arrive in Bnei Brak after Nacht, even if you stay in Bnei Brak, Nachamol, you left Yom Sheni in the afternoon to Bnei Brak. So if you come there before Nacht, some people say it's better to come before Shkia. So maybe should make this clear. The best zach is before Shkia, with all shittas. From Shkia, the Ainu Monday afternoon, 5 o'clock, to be ready in Bnei Brak, and not to leave before Netzachama, before Alois HaShachar. Then you mischayev and Purim in Bnei Brak. But if you haven't das to come back before Alois HaShachar, you're not mischayev and Purim in Bnei Brak. Then you're going to collect there by night, and you're planning to come back. You're not mischayev. If you were planning to come back, in the middle of collecting, you got shikur and you stayed here overnight, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds you mischayev, the Chazanish holds you not mischayev, then you become a lot of sfeikas. But I would say the klolim. Not them. The sfeikas will speak maybe later. But the klolim. The klolim is the biyotze ala shittas is you go before nacht and you dear till alois shachar gichayet. If you went after nacht, if you most poiskim and you stayed until the morning, you chayev. Lefi dechazenish, you not chayev. So what do you do? You koyer megile on a bracha. And someone else is moitzi with a bracha. But the problem is what you do with alanisim. So the poiskim say to say it before elokai netzor. What's with Alanisim and Birkas Hamazon? There people say it's Nishkan Hefsek anyway. Noch Aridoe, Nishtazei Shvet. You could say it, but it's even worse than Lekai Netzor. And Arachman doesn't understand. Some people don't say Ali Chasayim anyway. It's nowhere. Lekai Netzor is Noch Mitten Davnen. Dortmund, you know, some people speak, the Goyen doesn't say it Bichlal. The Pshat is, why we say in Arachman, it's better from Gornish. Yeah, it's Nishkan Alanisim. It's better from nothing. It's Nishkan has Gizok Alanisim.
Why doesn't the Bible say it?
This is the Gabi Nach. So again, Lekatchile, to go before Shkia, other. So I'm saying, it's like it's three Madreges. Before Shkia, before Tzesek Yechovim, Lekatchile, before Shkia, B'dievet, you came there before Tzesek Yechovim, and you did till Alei Zashach, to Bochim that learn in Yerushalayim. People that learn in Bnei Brak have different halachas. Because they're considered Bnei Aprozim. We're considered Bnei Akrochim. We have a halacha of Yerushalmi. Da'ayinu bnei krach. So the halacha of ben krach is ain't halacha. Now, you went to Bnei Brak. Now, when you're coming back to Yerushalayim, you want to have another Purim. You don't want to stop and drink. So, l'maisa, here the Chazanish is making. Here the Chazanish says, while bechefze we are ben krach, we don't have to arrive before nacht to Yerushalayim. We don't have to arrive before Nacht. Abi, we arrived before Alois HaShachar is enough. As even when he arrived in Bnei Brak was enough. But the Chaznish says, even that I say that to become a Ben Ir, you only could become a Ben Ir if you dear Bashkia Sachamo, or if du Herzach to the Krach, if you belong to the Krach. So then, Einachanam, you can become a Ben Krach, then you could become a Ben Krach. Even if you arrive later. Maybe we'll stop here. I know we didn't do Allah Alochas and Purim yet. Bli Neder, after Sunday night, maybe 11 o'clock, we'll finish the Alochas and Purim.